you could be four debates away from 1 million naira.
Good day, honorable judges, our ever attentive audience.
That's the majority of core debater.
We've crowned three I Beg to Differ debate champions.
My name is Sanvita Kaushik.
I'm Ruth Okorocha.
My name is Bella Deesa.
And if you want to be the fourth,
in fact, it even gives you a new global perspective.
The quest,
1998,
begins
during the 2015 elections.
Now. For the next I Beg to Differ debate tournament are on. It's open to all secondary school students in Lagos aged between 12 and 16. Just go to www.nigeriainfo.fm and click on I Beg to Differ and follow the instructions. Auditions close 3 p.m. July 12, 2022.
That's right, www.nigeriainfo.fm. If you have a 12 to 16-year-old and you think they have what it takes to win 1 million naira, just four debates, that's it. They're four debates away from winning. If they go right now and upload an audition and kick ass on that audition, and then, of course, who knows? They'll make it to the top 16. The elite 16, I like to call them. Anyways, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to Hard Facts.
The headline news on 99.3.
Will 2023 have record voter turnout? I'm asking that question because we keep seeing more and more Nigerians, especially young Nigerians, trooping out to get registered to vote in the general elections, which brings me to our big hard fact. It is exactly 249 days until the general elections on February 25th, 2023. There were concerns that INEC would not be able to register all of them in time for their June 30th deadline, but that may no longer be a problem. A federal high court in Abuja has granted a temporary order stopping INEC from ending registration. It's part of a lawsuit that Serap filed. We talked about that during the Big Three. We talked about it a little bit during Community Report. We're going to talk about it again during this hour. But let's also talk about the rise of P2B and the Labour Party. Then let's talk about turmoil in the PDP. We saw Godsday Orubebe resigning from the party. We saw an open letter to Atiku warning him that his campaign is not hitting the right notes. We saw the meltdown in Ekiti. So much going on, so little time. Let's talk. The Obi wave is the biggest political story in Nigeria right now. While I was on leave, a lot happened. Before I went on leave, Peter Obi was a presidential aspirant in the PDP, and the Labour Party was not in the conversation. Fast forward to yesterday, I come back from leave, and Peter Obi is the Labour Party's flag bearer. Nobody can talk seriously about the general elections without mentioning both of them. You don't agree? Well, Godwin Obaseki does. Godwin Obaseki is the governor of Edo State under the PDP. In his first term, he was in the APC. So he's an expert on political landscapes and politics and all of that stuff, right? Now listen to Godwin Obaseki talking about PDP's poor showing in Ekiti. And talking about the rise of P2B, listen to him here.
How can PDP, the party, they not only couldn't win, they were not even number two. So you can see that something is going on. And we do not want this to be a trend. The future of our politics in this country is changing. I don't know how you are, whether you are closely watching what is going on. The level of disenchantment with the existing parties. I'm sure in all our homes here, we have so many people now who call themselves obedience. I don't know whether you have them in your house. Just ask them, where are you? Which party are you for? They say obedient. Do you understand? They do don't want us. They are not talking about APC or PDP. They are looking for alternatives. And they are much, much more. You see all of them queuing for PVCs now. They are not looking the direction of APC or PDP. They are looking for alternatives. And if we don't curb this, if we don't make our party attractive, I do not know what will happen in the next election.
So there you have it, a sitting PDP governor, a once APC governor, saying that obedience are in every home, that young people are choosing Obi, and that APC and PDP is facing relegation, that this new movement is an existential threat to the big two parties. You didn't hear my words. You heard from the sitting governor in Edo State. So I think we can officially say that Nigeria has a big three, not a big two. Do you agree? Do you think we can officially say that Nigeria has a big three? And here's the amazing thing about all of this, Lagos. It's regular Nigerians who are building the Labour Party structure. Before Obi crossed to Labour, the party did not have offices in every local government area. But here's what has been happening while I was on leave. Ordinary Nigerians have been donating their homes for the party to use as offices. Other citizens are contributing money to paint and rebrand these new offices. And they're furnishing them. And that's not all. We're seeing young people crowdfunding to campaign for Obi. We're seeing them print posters and bumper stickers for him. We're seeing them already organizing door-to-door campaigns in towns and villages. And it appears to be working. Don't take my word for it. You heard from Godwin Obaseki. Just in case you're just tuning in and you haven't heard what Obaseki said, let me play his words for you again.
How can PDP, the party, they not only couldn't win, they were not even number two. So you can see that something is going on. Future of our politics in this country is changing. I don't know how you are, whether you are closely watching what is going on. The level of disenchantment with the existing parties. I'm sure in all our homes here, we have so many people now who call themselves obedience. I don't know whether you have them in your house. Just ask them, where are you? Which party are you for? They say obedient. Do you understand? They don't want us. They are not talking about APC or PDP. They are looking for alternatives. And they are much, much more. You see all of them queuing for PVCs now. They are not looking the direction of APC or PDP. They are looking for alternatives. And if we don't curb this, if we don't make our party attractive, I do not know what will happen in the next election.
Now that we've established that there is a Peter Obi wave, that obedience are everywhere, and that Labour Party has become a legitimate threat for 2023, my question is why? What are the reasons that so many Nigerians are so drawn to Peter Obi that they are willing to support him in a party that, before this month, did not have much brand recognition or on-ground structure? It's kind of like the question that Jesus asked about the people who went to meet John the Baptist in the wilderness. Jesus asked them, what did they go to see? A reed shaking in the wind? So I'm asking, what are the obedience going there to see? What are they going to verify when they say, go and verify? One thing the obedience point to is Obi's style of politics and governance. Last week, he went on a three-day trip to Egypt. He said he was going to Egypt to understudy how they were able to raise their electricity supply to 58,000 megawatts. Supporters of other parties mocked Obi for that, but he seems to have won more supporters by taking that trip. I really want to hear from all of you, whether you are an obedient or whether you're just observing the phenomenon, whether you're against it. My question is why? What are the reasons so many Nigerians are so drawn to Peter Obi that they are willing to support him in a party without on-ground structure? What is the reason for all this obedience? 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call me on 01465-7190. All my phone lines are ringing and I want to talk to as many people as possible. So I'm going to shorten the call time. 1 minute, 30 seconds. That's all you get. 1 minute, 30 seconds. I'm going to be very strict though, because like everybody's calling me and I need to talk to as many of them as possible. So let's talk. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, good evening. This is Mr. Evans.
You have 1 minute, 30 seconds.
Calling from Ebute. Yes, every youth or every Nigerian is obedient because of what the man has done. A man who left the Anambra government with about 75 billion naira. A man who was able to touch the educational sector in Anambra State from zero level to one of the most competent educational quality in Nigeria. A man who, in many ways, cut off in a way places that the Anambra State government bag was leaking. A man who the youth have come to the mind and say that we are no more with these people that every day they eat our money, they embezzle, they always take us backward. How can an old man of over 70 years who is not able to hold Abia be able to rule us? That's why the thorough and everything happened in this country. That's why all youth, we are all obedient and we will continue to be obedient until we win 2023 election. Thank you.
All right, we've got Godwin on the line. Hi, Godwin.
Good afternoon, our ambassador, Presido Sandra Ezekwesili.
Good afternoon,
hello.
Godwin. Thank you.
Thank you.
Miss you. I missed you so much. I'm
honestly, I decided not to go to collect my form because of you. And when you were away, I thought you were at Abuja for your own something for us. So if not because of you, I would have collected my form. They have decided to suspend it because of our president and ambassador Sandra Ezekwesili.
Okay. All right.
You are welcome.
Thank you.
Yes. Coming to Obi, obedient and others, you know, a good thing, a good market sells itself.
Okay.
And you know, we are somebody who is very, very hungry. And when you see a good food smelling with good aroma at your front. In fact, sometimes you may not wash your hand very clean before you start attacking the food.
Okay.
And that is the situation with our dear Obi, Peter Obi.
Okay.
If you listen to him, you very well, you will know that this man has what it takes. It's not the people who come want to agoronize the state and the country. It's not the people who want to come and fight for their pocket.
All right. Remember, I said 1 minute, 30 seconds. Unfortunately, you used like 1 minute to hail me. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. Ooh, turn that radio off.
How are you, Sandra? I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. I'm fine. What's your name, sir?
Sandra.
Hmm?
You're welcome.
Thank you.
The truth of the matter is that Obi is a good material for the youth.
Okay.
We've tested a lot of old hands, and he kept on recycling himself. This afternoon, I was watching a documentary on China. I kept on asking myself, what is the problem? Are these people not human beings? Are they on another planet? Obi is another planet.
Hmm.
Are you there?
I'm here. Mm-hmm.
Obi is another planet.
Okay.
Of his own that will transform this country. But the question is, does my vote really count? Because this question is in the minds of a lot of people. If vote really counts, well, I am not doubting of it.
Nope.
That you can transform this country. I've listened to him. I'm on YouTube. I have to listen and listen and see what is in his head. He has something to deliver. But if God says yes, nobody can change Obi's story. I don't want to say structure. Structure, we saw it in France, so it's not new.
All right, thanks for calling. 1 minute, 30 seconds. Ngozi is on the line. Hi, Ngozi.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. I missed you so much. Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
I and my entire household is obedient, Sandra.
Why?
I have never voted before, but you see, 2023, mm-hmm. I will vote.
Wow.
And I'm canvassing for people because we are tired of the status quo. We are tired of recycling the same people. No changes, the same attitude, the same method.
But Peter Obi was in the PDP before. He just moved parties.
He was there, but he was never given a chance.
Hmm.
And if you watch Peter Obi's life, Sandra, you know one funny thing?
What?
These guys, when they intend to maybe bring him down, they just help the masses more and market this guy. They said good market sells itself.
Okay.
You can't hold this man because his entire life entirely is something that is worthy of emulation.
Okay.
I'm telling you,
okay.
Anybody that is voting 2023 out of tribe or anything, I am sorry for such person because you don't like your children.
Ah.
We want our children to go back to school. We want to see a functional Nigeria where things work, where people that don't have business in governance should stay clear. We want to see the good ones being the leaders in this country and not the bad eggs. Enough of recycling the waste products.
Thank you very much for calling, Ngozi. We've got Abe on the line. Abe, welcome.
Yes, Sandra.
Thanks for calling.
Good afternoon. Yeah, you're highly welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, actually, based on the topic, Obi, you see, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not voting for... I'm voting because of any reason. I'm voting because I need a better change for Nigerians.
Okay.
I'm not only concerned about myself because I've seen right from the beginning of this country, I've seen the good and the bad of it. So I believe for the next generation is what I'm doing this for.
Okay.
Yes. So that is what I want. And I believe both must count, whether they like it or not.
All right. Thank you, Abe, for calling. If you just tuned in, you're wondering, well, what's going on Nigeria Info? First of all, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is the Big Hard Fact on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. And every Tuesday, we take a look at the road to 2023. And today we're talking about the Obi wave, because the Obi wave is the biggest political story in Nigeria right now. Godwin Obaseki, the governor of Edo State under the PDP, granted an interview. Well, not even an interview. He was addressing his party members, you know, very, very recently. And he had this to say. I played it earlier.
How can PDP, the party, they not only couldn't win, they were not even number two. So you can see that something is going on. And we do not want this to be a trend. The future of our politics in this country is changing. I don't know how you are, whether you are closely watching what is going on. The level of disenchantment with the existing parties. I'm sure in all our homes here, we have so many people now who call themselves obedience. I don't know whether you have them in your house. Just ask them, where are you? Which party are you for? They say obedience. you understand? They don't want us. They are not talking about APC or PDP. They are looking for alternatives. And they are much, much more. You see all of them queuing for PVCs now. They are not looking the direction of APC or PDP. They are looking for alternatives. And if we don't curb this, if we don't make our party attractive, I do not know what will happen in the next election.
Godwin Obaseki there, he was in the APC in his first term, and he ported to the PDP for his second term. So he's an expert on the political landscape. And he had that to say about PDP's poor showing in Ekiti and the rise of Peter Obi. So a sitting PDP governor, once APC governor, saying that obedience are in every home. Young people are choosing Obi over APC and PDP, and that this new movement is an existential threat to the big two. And when we started, I said that I think we can officially say that Nigeria has a big three, not a big two. And I was asking if you agreed with that. And then the reason you have all these people calling in and talking about the reason for the Obi wave is because I asked, well, why? What are the reasons that so many Nigerians are so drawn to Peter Obi that they are willing to support him in a party that before this month, nobody could recognize their brand, nobody knew they existed, they didn't have an on-ground structure? What is it? Because I told you when we started that young people have been doing amazing things. Regular Nigerians are building Labour Party's structure. Before Peter Obi crossed to Labour, the party did not have offices in every local government area. But every day, someone will say, oh, my uncle donated his building in Gombe. Oh, my uncle donated the building in Taraba. Oh, this one donated their office. This one donated their warehouse in Cross River, in Akwa Ibom, in Ebonyi. That has been happening. Ordinary citizens donating their money, donating their homes. Citizens contributing money to paint and rebrand these places so that they can be the Labour Party office. Young people crowdfunding to campaign for Peter Obi. Organizing print posters, bumper stickers, hijabs that have Peter Obi's name. We're seeing them organizing door-to-door campaigns in villages. And it appears to be working. Because there you heard Godwin Obaseki, the governor of Edo State, talking about it. What are the obedience going there to see? What are they going to verify when they say, go and verify? Before I talk to you some more, I have information to share with you. Okay, so, my information sharer is not ready with the information. So when she gets ready, she's going to share that information with you. Meanwhile, I've got 1 minute, so I'll talk to one person for 1 minute. Huh? Hello, thanks for calling us.
I'm Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name, ma'am?
I think this is more than anything.
Okay.
You know that after this time, we will have better government, better people, knowing that goodness, uprightness is rewarded. You know, we've been talking about individual candidacy or what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, without a party.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. You understand?
Okay.
People, there will be change. What that man is telling them, maybe if the godfathers are the ones taking money and not allowing governors to work, maybe they should stop. If the governors are taking money from the local governments and are not allowing the governance and the development to get to villages so that people are staying in the villages and are comfortable, that they should stop. He is just crying out. Maybe that a lot of things will change.
All right. Let's take a look at that when we come back from this break. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, S. Ezekwesili on social media. Sandra Ezekwesili everywhere. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Don't go away.
We're back.
We are back.
We're back on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
You
could be four debates away from 1 million naira.
It's a good day, honorable judges, our ever attentive audience.
That's the majority of co-debater.
We've crowned three I Beg to Differ debate champions.
My name is Sanvita Kaushik.
I'm Rizu Kocho.
My name is Bawa Desa.
And if you want to be the fourth,
in fact, it even gives you a new global perspective.
The quest,
1998,
begins
during the 2015 election.
Now. The auditions for the next I Beg to Differ debate tournament are on. It's open to all secondary school students in Lagos aged between 12 and 16. Just go to www.nigeriainfo.fm and click on I Beg to Differ and follow the instructions. Auditions close 3 p.m. July 12, 2022.
Don't forget, that's still ongoing. And if you have a kid 12 to 16, get them to register. Well, not just register, really. Audition for us on our website, www.nigeriainfo.fm. But hey, let's move on to our second story. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is the Big Hard Fact on 99.3 Nigeria Info. For our first story, we took a look at the Obi wave. I said it's the biggest political story in Nigeria right now. But for our second story on the road to 2023, lots of PDP stakeholders are not happy with how their party is preparing for elections. We heard from God's Day Orubebe. You remember Orubebe, right? He was a minister under Goodluck Jonathan, and you may remember him for this. Orubebe there, that guy. He was the one who was so passionate about the PDP that he tried to disrupt the reading of results. Now he has resigned from the PDP. And in his resignation letter, he blames the party for failing to live up to its own rules and standards. He said, quote, "I'm highly honored and privileged to have been part of a political party that successfully transformed a pariah nation to one that commanded respect in the Committee of Nations. When we lost the presidential election in 2015 in bewildering circumstances, to say the least, it was my belief that the party would use the opposition period to re-strategize with the aim of taking back power at the earliest opportunity. However, the present situation in the party does not inspire confidence that the party is ready to regain power in 2023. Against the mood of the nation and in complete disregard for the provisions of the party's constitution, the party threw the zoning of the presidency open, which created a situation that led to the emergence of a northerner as the party's presidential flag bearer," end quote. I wonder whether you agree with Orubebe that the PDP's decision not to zone the presidency to the south was an error that went against the party's ethos. I'd love to hear from PDP supporters who are listening to me right now. Do you think that they will pay for that in 2023? Do you think they'll pay for that at the poll? By the way, Ifeanyi Okowa, the party's VP nominee, was chairman of the Southern Governors Forum when they passed that resolution that the presidency should come south. Do you remember? Anyway, that's Orubebe. Edo Governor Godwin Obaseki is not leaving the PDP. He's not. He's not doing that. But he is worried that Nigerians will leave the PDP and the APC for Labour if both parties do not do a better job addressing the people's needs. I already played you that clip before the break, but let me play it for you again.
How can PDP, the party, they not only couldn't win, they were not even number two. So you can see that something is going on. And we do not want this to be a trend. The future of our politics in this country is changing. I don't know how you are, whether you are closely watching what is going on, the level of disenchantment with the existing parties, I'm sure in all our homes here, we have so many people now who call themselves obedience. I don't know whether you have them in your house. Just ask them, where are you? Which party are you for? They say obedience. Do you understand? They don't want us. They are not talking about APC or PDP. They are looking for alternatives. And they are much, much more. You see all of them queuing for PVCs now. They are not looking the direction of APC or PDP. They are looking for alternatives. And if we don't curb this, if we don't make our party attractive, I do not know what will happen in the next election.
In that clip, Obaseki mentioned that the PDP came third in Ekiti behind APC and SDP. We talked about that yesterday on the Big Weekend, but I wonder if you agree that this is a sign that the PDP, the party, is starting to struggle for relevance. Do you think that the PDP will be able to overcome this crisis in confidence to make a good showing at the polls? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. It was Father's Day on Sunday. We're going to talk about fatherhood from 6:15. So be here for that conversation. But right now, let's talk. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Yeah. This is Mike calling from Kakajankuku.
Hi, Michael. Good to have you on the show.
Now, about the attractiveness that Governor Obaseki is talking, see, let me be sincere to you.
Okay.
PDP and APC, they are dead on arrival. APC should not think that we, the youth, they will carry bag of beans, bag of rice, money to come and bribe us. We have gone beyond that.
But it worked in Ekiti now.
That is Ekiti. But during the main election, we will surprise them. Obi has come to stay. The stone that the builder has rejected has become the capstone of the house. It talks about production. With production, that will be work. With production, we'll be exporting more. Our current account will improve. The naira will be strengthened against the dollar. With Obi, it talks about minimization of cost. See, this is the kind of person we need in this country. These two parties, well, one of them don't expire, though. Then I go sit down one corner.
All right. Thanks for calling us. We've got F. Young Sunday Asukwa who says, Sandra, Nigerians suffered under PDP for 16 years. Our so-called changes came in 2015, promising us change. All we see is killing here and there. 2019, they promised level of poverty of us. I'm not sure I understand what you're trying to write. Okay. All right. We have lots of comments on Facebook. My God. Okay. I don't have access to those comments. You know how the live stream is. So I'll take the ones that I can. But Eddie from Ikoyi says, just like one of your callers said, good market sells itself. Even during my struggle for PVC in Etiosa, I saw a lot of people debating his achievements in Anambra and the hope they see in him. To be honest, if a poll was to be conducted, Obi will beat every other candidate flat, judging from what I saw. This has really made me more proud of the move every Nigerian is making. I've never voted before because I have not seen an iota of credibility in the candidates presented to us, but now I feel hopeful for a new Nigeria. Okay. Eugenia from Amuwa Dofing says, yes, go and verify. That's what Pastor Obi will always say whenever he gives any instance of what he did, especially while in office as governor. So his supporters now added to their slogan. For me, what I hunger for is good governance. Among those who are in the field for the coming presidential elections, Peter Obi is the only one who can see to that. I have enjoyed his governance in Anambra State. The non-living thing symbols have dealt with us. So I and myself and my family members will obediently vote the living symbol. What does that mean? Oh, I just understood what that meant. Oh, wow. You people are... Wow, Jesus. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon, Sandra Ezekwesili.
Good afternoon to you.
It's Emma from Akoka.
Emma, welcome.
Sandra, Obi, go and verify means your question. Do you understand? Go and ask questions. How many of your MCNs can say that? You say, go and ask questions. How many politicians can beat their chest and say, go and find out? Do you understand? He's not telling you, I will do this, I will make water with kerosene. Go and verify. Simple. It's not too much. Every other person, what we know about them is PR. It's a reform democrat, Nka, Ozo. All that one is PR. When he enters field, then carry a handicap. Do you understand? I called you one day, remember, I said, this PDP, they are too arrogant for an opposition party that they will be extinct. You thought I was joking. See where we are now. I ain't got food now. The business here. Okay, they bobo.
MI, thanks for calling. Madam Sandra, it fabble me when people think Labour Party will dash the hope of APC and PDP. Remember, politics is local. Can Obi do it alone? Can he control the NAS? Obi is a Nigerian politician, not different from others. What if Obi doesn't win? What will they do? Election is not won on radio or social media, Ola from Lagos says. But Ola, Godwin Obaseki, the governor of Edo State is not only on social media. Are you saying that the Edo State governor is not seeing something? Should I play that clip again? He said there are much, much more. So there are plenty. They are not fringe. He said, quote, you see them queuing up to register to vote. So Obaseki is conceding that the upsurge in voter registrations is from obedience. So is it really social media? Yes, an argument can be made about, well, can he do it alone? It's not enough to talk big, oh, production, oh, people are suffering, oh, end us a strike and all of that. But you're one man. How are you going to get that done? It's an important point to be made about control of NAS. It's also important to remember that Obi is a Nigerian politician, and politicians are politicians, first and foremost. But I don't think it is correct anymore to say that this is about social media or radio. Not if the sitting governor, who was in the APC before, is now in the PDP, himself said what he said in that clip I played for you. But I don't know. What do you think? Ola, I hope that you respond to me on WhatsApp. We've got more messages here. Sadra, everyone is ready to vote for Obi, including me. But the big question, will our vote count? Because these old men will not allow power to leave their party. Well, there's electronic transmission of votes now. We saw how voting happened in Ekiti. It seemed very, very transparent. So it did seem like some people relied on was bribing you to vote for their party or snatching the ballot boxes, as we saw that happened in Ekiti State. Barring those two things, your votes will count if you come out. And the thing about snatching of ballot boxes, if there are plenty of you, they can't snatch ballot box. Your face, no, they fear my face. Sorry, I don't know if that's a river song. Like, it's a song that was really popular in River State. I don't know if it rained in this side. But something that's raining everywhere is a phone that my girl likes to talk about, yes?
Yes, of course. Good afternoon, Lagos. How are you feeling? I hope you're feeling good, because if you're not feeling good, I'm here to make you feel great. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, are you in the mood to get lucky? Xiaomi is asking, how does a 1.5 million Naira shopping voucher sound to you? Or a Mi 55 smart TV, a Mi smart standing fan, and a Mi portable photo printer, and other prizes. Now, all these amazing gifts are coming from Xiaomi to you. You stand a chance to win the awesome prizes that I just mentioned when you buy any of these smartphones, a Redmi Note 11 series or a Xiaomi 12 Pro, anytime from June 1st up until June 30th. Buy any of them to get an instant gift. That's right. Now, listen, you're not buying any kind of phone. Nope. The Redmi Note 11, for example, this super high performance machine of a smartphone is equipped with a Snapdragon 680 processor, 33-watt fast charge, 90Hz AMOLED dot display, 50MP all quad camera, and 5000mAh battery. And you know that there's no light in this our Nigeria, so you, of course, you have to conserve battery. So this phone is definitely for you. My people, just know that winners will be selected via a raffle draw conducted on the 5th of July via Facebook Live. So log on to Facebook after this. Make sure you search for and make sure to follow Xiaomi Nigeria, okay? Remember, we are talking about winning a 1.5 million Naira shopping voucher, a Mi 55 smart TV, a Mi smart standing fan, and a Mi portable photo printer, and other prizes.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's not all, Sandra. So what are you waiting for?
Okay.
Seize that chance and join Xiaomi mid-year promotion sales. Xiaomi from me to you, but do not forget that terms and conditions apply, okay? T for thanks.
Okay, T for thanks, she says. Let's come back to the phone lines. I want to hear from you. Remember, everybody gets 1 minute, 30 seconds. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
My name is John.
John, you're calling the number for women. Call back. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, sir?
I have you waiting.
Mm. What's your name, sir?
My name is Mr. Gaddy.
Mr. Gaddy, welcome. Go ahead.
So, I've been listening to what is happening.
Okay.
Peter D is the right person. He has no he has no relative in Cotonou to build a refinery. He has no relative in Niger.
99.3, hello.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi,
welcome
how are
back.
You? Thank you. What's your name?
Hello.
Hi, how are you? What's your name?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. Thank you, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
I have a lot of things to say. My name is Ayodeji. I'm calling you from Berger.
You have 1 minute, 30 seconds to say it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. sorry. I keep jumping in. I didn't want my 90 years.
Go.
Okay, so... First of all, yes, that song, we heard it, don't worry, my thing is not in the
air. Okay, sorry.
Then second is that, yes, Obi is a Nigerian politician, but he is not your regular Nigerian politician. And he has proven that over and over again. Don't forget, before Obi moved to Labour Party, we, the youth, did a 1 million man march for him. Went to all PDP across the country, went to all PDP offices and told them to give us Obi if they didn't want to go extinct. Well, they refused. They told us we were arrogant, wanted to take the party away from them. Some of them didn't even come. We went to Oshodi here or Ikeja. They didn't even come to receive us, right? They kept us there under the sun. A lot of us did this. They didn't show up. Mm. And then fast forward to Ekiti election and they're coming third and they're complaining. Well, Obaseki is telling them now. I hope they listen. Now, to all of Obi's record, luckily when Obi was governor, I was in Anambra State. I'm a Yoruba boy, but I speak Igbo better than some Igbo chef.
Okay.
Right? Mm. And I will tell you this. Mm. Take it to the north and south and east. Some people are doing 2 kilometers, 3 kilometers of road and putting 10 toll gates. Go to Akwa Ibom, go to Calabar, you see roads, no toll gates. Go to Anambra State. The most connected roads within Nigeria is found in Anambra State.
All right, let's leave it at that. Thank you very much for calling. Unfortunately, we are out of time on this subject, but hey, there's 8 months before the election. We day here. You and I will keep talking about all the candidates. When we come back from this break, let's talk about fatherhood. Sunday was Father's Day. What kind of father are you? Tell me about it from 6:15 after the news. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. S Ezekwesili everywhere. Don't go away.